Today is the day to take action in Florida because we are looking at a tropical storm now. We'll become a Category 1 storm later on today. So strengthening to a hurricane today, then by tomorrow, Category 2 storm. Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning, could see landfall as a Category 2 storm or a Category 3 storm.
The storms, of course, as we know, these things can wobble. So Floridians along our Gulf Coast should be vigilant, even if you're currently outside the cone. And indeed, you could see impacts if you are in a place that's outside the cone.
Can I tell you a weird, like, just maybe I'm the only one who thinks this way, but when somebody says the Gulf Coast, to me, the Gulf Coast ends at Big Bend.
No, absolutely.
I think of the Gulf Coast as being Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, us, and then Apalachicola.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and into the Big Bend. I don't think of Tampa.
No, I'd never
as
think
being
Gulf
on the Gulf Coast.
I don't think it's Tampa.
Yeah, it's like Fort Myers is not the Gulf Coast to me. But it is, obviously. but I don't ever think of it that way. And so, in fact, today I'm wearing a shirt. It's a Fort Myers beach, and it's a West Coast surf shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, West Coast? Well, I guess so.
I guess it would be. Yeah, right.
To me, West Coast is California. I don't know. Just, you know, the weird things. But so here's the deal with this storm, okay? It's, you know, it's not moving very fast right now. It's only moving about 7 miles an hour, movement north. Maximum sustained winds at the moment, 65 miles an hour. But as it accelerates, as it does over the hot water, it's going to move north and it's going to gradually bend to the east. The cone has been very consistent over the last few days. You know, when it was over land still, you kind of wondered, well, would that be accurate? Now, as we're seeing it out over water, yeah, it looks like we have every reason to believe that it is going to, it's like it's due south of the Apalachicola point right now, okay? But it's going to come north, and right about the time when it gets even with Miami, it's going to bend to the east and eventually wind up on about a, I don't know, 15 to 20 degree northeasterly track. And then it's going to go right in, we're expecting to, you know, like east of Big Bend, like on the sort of the north-south shore side of the Gulf Coast. And then it's going to go towards Jacksonville, and then it's going to go, you know, towards Valdosta, and then, well, not even Valdosta, but east of there, and then to South Carolina and go up back over the Gulf. It's expected to get to be a Category 2, maybe a 1 only, maybe a 3 possibly when it makes landfall. But for those of us who live in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, we're not expecting to see any results, not expecting to see any impacts whatsoever. In fact, the chance of us getting rain even has apparently moved to a very low likelihood, which I know a lot of people were kind of thinking, well, you know, nobody wants a storm for anybody, but if there is going to be a storm, could we at least get some rain? And the answer is, well, no, it looks like we're not even going to get that since we're on the clean side and quite a ways away. So be aware, especially if you're traveling, be aware that this is going to definitely affect our state. I mean, they're staging, you know, National Guard already, 1,100 National Guard called out with their high water vehicles. They're staging for, you know, linemen. They're staging for water. They're staging for gas. They're doing everything to prepare. But again, not going to affect us. At least we don't think so. And, you know, it doesn't mean we don't pay attention. We should still pay attention. And always things can change, but this looks very much like things are not going to change. So 437-1620, if you've got any questions about that, you know, when it was first forming, it's kind of a be aware. And right now it's more of a, hey, this is going to affect our state. And therefore we care. And it's going to affect everybody to, you know, the northeast, like the central, northern central portion of Florida. And it might bend more. You know, remember previously it bent quite a bit and went down to Fort Myers Beach. And I'm not saying this will. I'm just saying, you know, we saw that effect previously. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, they put a, now they're calling it a rescue tube at Perdido Key Access Number 4. And it's the weirdest name for a floaty. I mean, it's a lifeguard flotation device, and it's yellow instead of the red ones at the lifeguards, but that big, long, looks like somebody strapped 4 Fun Noodles together, you know, with a bunch of vinyl tape is kind of what
right.
It looks like,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
That's what it is, and that's good, okay? They can save lives, and the whole idea of this, by the way, is if you see somebody struggling in the surf and you're going to go help, you, A, call 911 first, that way first responders can get
that's
there.
That's right.
B, go grab the float and you drag it behind you on the tether as you're swimming out to get them. And if you're not a good swimmer, don't do it. But, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a small step towards safety. As we talked with Bob West about this on Friday, the real step is, you know, getting lifeguards and maybe towers out there on beach accesses that are out on Perdido Key. But that's a staffing issue and finding the people who can do it. We can barely find enough people to staff Pensacola Beach. Will we be able to? I hope so. It's going to be in the budget, but, you know, we'll kind of see how that turns out. Oh, and if you went to the movies yesterday, you might have seen a fight. Either inside or outside of the theater. I mean, at the Bayou 15, there was a huge crowd of kids, teenagers outside at about 7 o'clock, 300 or so. We left the theater around 6, and we saw some people. It seemed like a fair number of people. But for National Movie Day, you know, when it's $4, which I think to some people, teenagers, means we're going to go pay for one and see four.
Yeah, I've been there.
You know, and I mean, when I was in the theater, I saw people get kicked out of our theater, you know, for not having tickets to go to that theater, I presume. Anyway, so there was a big fracas, and not that many people got arrested. Three juveniles got arrested, but, you know, a ton of police cars. Probably every police car that PPD had on duty last night was called to this this disturbance. People were inside and had to get evacuated out. At first, they locked the doors, I think, and were just kind of keeping nobody goes in or out. And then they had to escort them all out and shut the theater down. Meanwhile, at the W Street Theater, you had a fight inside the theater. One person tells on our Facebook page it was in the Barbie movie. So, of course, a fight breaks out at the Barbie movie. I mean why wouldn't it be?
Movies, right. Yeah. Not
so
the bomb.
I don't know how many people were involved in that fight, but apparently it was enough that they couldn't just simmer them down with the ushers. So the ushers apparently pulled the fire alarm, which is that not illegal to pull a fire alarm when it's not a fire? I mean, I think, isn't that a problem? Anyway.
I know. Look up your history.
Yeah, okay. So, but they pulled a fire alarm, got everybody out, and everybody goes outside, and that's it. We're done. Apparently. Also closed.
So they had to refund those movie tickets,
yeah, well,
too.
Theoretically, although I got notes from a lot of people saying that they didn't get refunds, so we'll see how that all pans out.
Oh.
You know, Escambia County Sheriff's Office was called to that one, did not arrest anybody, but... So, yeah, it was fight night at the movies yesterday, and not just here, but elsewhere around the country, several different locations, including one had a shooting. So, you know, it could have been worse, but it was certainly pretty unpleasant for the people that were there. It makes you wonder whether they're going to do the National Movie Day next year just because of all this. 617 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. There is a crash in McDavid right there at the corner of Florida. Looks like Rockaway Creek Road and Nokomis Road right out there in McDavid, but showing an accident but not a roadblock. And a structure fire. This is on Tommy Street and Cove Avenue north of I-10 off 29. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly be careful and let us know. Over your traffic tips with 37-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got a business and you have employees and you've got to handle employee benefits, which, of course, is a pretty common thing, and you want to make sure that you take good care of your folks and give them the best deals and alternatives, hey, talk to Torgerson Causey. That's what they do. I know because we started work with them about 6 years ago, and, you know, I didn't know what we didn't have. I didn't know how good we didn't have it until we switched over. I'm like, oh, this is so much better. We had choices on our health insurance that allowed us to customize it based on what we wanted to, you know, have as deductibles and all of that. They've been super responsive whenever we have questions or want to add or change or do something like that. So they've been fantastic customer service. Again, you know, far better than our prior experience. So they handle HR. They handle payroll. Of course, you know, medical, dental, vision, life, disability, all of that. They're a comprehensive employee benefit agency. So if you've been, you know, kind of frustrated about maybe what you've got or wishing somebody else would help you take it off your hands or just want to find out if you can do it better for your employees, give them a call. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses just like yours. No obligation, of course, to look at what you're doing. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Check out the farm-to-table vendors, arts and crafts, and unique shopping Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Highway 87 Outdoor Market at Pickett's. Find out more at getrelaxing.com. Get your beach chairs and enjoy another Cinemas in the Sand Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion stage. It's a free event, and the greatest showman begins at sunset. Visit Pensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, from 4 till 7, right before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You don't fraternize English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
Operation Star. Stop pushing phosphor. Been a multiple shooting.
Downtown at the bank.
We're reluctantly to panic.
621 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yeah, you can't go wrong with little Clash Adam Tan, right? I mean, I think, yeah. Oh, and by the way, in case you're wondering, it's Arthur, he says.
That's right.
Arthur. 621 News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic March on Washington, where he delivered the I Have a Dream speech. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. This is after two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four people dead, apparently during a training exercise in Australia Sunday. An Osprey aircraft with 23 people on board crashed. Three people were killed there. And late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in Southern California. And Simone Biles now holds a record for the most titles won by an American gymnast. She had a victory on Sunday at the U.S. Gymnastic Championships in San Jose and broke a tie with Alfred Joachim, who competed eight decades ago.
Wow. Yeah, no, Simone Biles, the oldest woman to win a national title. Eight is unbelievable. And after a comeback, basically, because
right.
of the, you know, having the yips or whatever. So or the twisties, excuse me, the twisties, where she, you know, kind of you lose your orientation when you're doing flips and twists in the air. And that's what she had a problem with. So, yeah, amazing. She and just still competing, still dominating.
She's absolutely
fantastic. Are you a gymnastics fan? Do you like watching like the Olympics and stuff?
Yeah, I like watching it. It's one of those sports that you just can't watch and not be impressed.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stub my toe and trip and fall down just walking down a hallway, you know, and then you see them doing twists and flips and everything else.
I know.
Like, wow, nice.
Every once in a while we'll go to like Sky Zone and I'm like, I can pull off a backflip and a front flip and I'm scared to do anything more than that typically.
Oh.
And then I'm watching like the gymnastic or the trampoline athletes in the Olympics.
Right.
You're like, oh, Lordy.
Have you ever been to Sky Zone, David?
Once, yeah.
It's really bad butt, but it's like you do.
Yeah,
you think
really
you
cool.
can be Simone Biles, and you're like, I can't even do a jumping jack. I'm going to die at a Sky Zone surrounded by kids
It's a
sponge.
Great workout, yeah. And, you know, you throw your arm out of the socket playing dodgeball.
Even if you're
dodgeball.
Not athletic, it
That's
is a
right.
great workout.
It really is. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, this Osprey crash is... You know, what we know is there was 23 people on board and then three wound up getting killed and five to the hospital. I don't know the disposition of the other 15. That's the thing. And I don't know if they're still searching or what, but this is horrible. And the Osprey has just had these issues, right, with the slipping in the clutch or whatever. And, you know, they thought they had it fixed or at least somewhat so. And for us here, you know, of course, if you're we haven't been told yet, I think, whether the pilots were any of the people who were killed in that. But if, you know, you got Marine pilots flying Ospreys, would have trained at Whiting. You know, they would have come through here. 2/3 chance that the F-18 pilot would have trained here, because, you know, it's here or else it's in Texas. And, you know, so, man, you know, just, and the aviation community in the Marines and the Navy is small, and everybody knows everybody, you know, so just keep those folks in your thoughts. And, you know, this is people's friends and, you know, community members that we have lost because of these mishaps. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Watch for a structure fire. This is above I-10 and off 29. It's Tommy Street and Cove Avenue under investigation. Now, I can't imagine the fire is halting traffic, but you may see emergency crews on scene there. We're also watching an accident in McDavid, Rockaway Creek Road and Nokomis Road. So use caution there. And that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in if you could. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you need any HVAC service or plumbing, electrical, all this stuff, this is all the things that Peden does. And right now, they've got some back-to-school specials for just this month. For example, if you need an HVAC system, a water heater, electrical panels and generators, all of that typically has an $89 service fee, but that service fee is waived this month, and you get a 5% discount on any of those listed items. They also have the Emax Auto Booster. Get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, customers can get 50% off Emax Auto Boosters with the installation of a 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. Buy one, get one on toilet rebuilds and a 15% off the maintenance plans if you want or maintenance of those. Sign up for Peden's Smart Care Membership Maintenance Plan. That's routine maintenance. It's covered for just $35 a month, and you get priority scheduling over non-members. You get a 15% discount on repairs and upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements, and after-hours emergency service fees are waived. Find out more about what Peden can do for you at Peden, PEADEN.com. Did you see this was one of the stories that had been on my like last week to do, and then I just kind of never got around to it. You know, Netflix, you've heard of Netflix, right? You know, the streaming service. What were they in the beginning?
Where you could just get DVDs.
That's
they would
right.
just
you
send
could
out
sign
DVDs.
Up to get, did
right.
you ever do the DVD by
I
mail?
I sure
thing?
Did. Yeah, that's how I got to binge.
So I and it was always
nip-tucked back in the day.
You buy one, two, or three DVDs at a time.
That's
back
right.
Back in the day, based on different price tier, and they'd send it to you, and you'd mail it back to them.
That's
and they'd
right.
Send
no
you
late fees.
Yeah,
right.
No late fees. Just keep it as long as you want, and you send it back. We did Blockbuster actually first.
I forgot Blockbuster.
I was a Blockbuster loyalist.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Netflix existed to put Blockbuster out of business. That was their goal.
Pretty great.
And they did. And
good.
By the way,
I loved ravaging the bones of Blockbuster.
Sadly, side note, the old Blockbuster next to Four Winds and Richie's right in that corner there mm-hmm. is getting redeveloped to something.
Yeah.
I was by there yesterday, so that's getting made into something. I hope it works this time. You know, whatever was there last time in between the Blockbuster didn't turn out. Anyway, back to the point. If you are a Netflix subscriber, they're getting rid of their DVD service. But here's the good news. You can keep your DVDs. They say
they
return them, don't return them. Ash, man, what are we going to do with them?
Oh, I love it.
We're ending it. And I guess so. When I first saw this story, it wasn't that you could just keep them, but now apparently that's the announcement. And also, they are apparently going to be just sending DVDs to people. Like, they've got all these surplus DVDs to get rid of.
Nice.
And they're just saying, we'll just give them away. You know, that's fine. So you might get like your next 10 things in your list sent to you someday, which would be, you know, I mean, of course, then again, what are you going to do with the DVDs? Got to have a player.
It'll be like the AOL CDs yeah, everybody used for Christmas ornaments.
You
all
know,
right, roller boogie.
We're probably about 4 years away from people not remembering what DVDs are, right? I mean, don't you figure we're kind of...
I barely know what they are.
David's giving me this crazy look. But, you know, like you tell people, so a VHS tape is, you know, and you explain it to them. Like, you know that, I mean, in 10 years, it's going to be something that kids have never even heard of.
Now, this has been a big point of contention in my house, actually. Now, my girlfriend, Kelly, she's been after me for a year now to get rid of my DVD collection.
Yeah?
I can't do it.
Well, you can't do it because nobody will buy it.
Well, no. I just can't do it. These are all of my favorites that I've spent years collecting. I just can't do it. I can't get rid of them.
My husband rented me a storage shed. I have a big box of like 1,000 DVDs. I feel you.
I'm with you in this sense,
David. Or you can
house
yours.
Let me walk you through the pathology here. On the one hand, you don't trust getting rid of them because you're worried that one day you're going to want to watch that one movie and you won't be able to find it on streaming, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand,
like The Abyss,
how many times have you actually played a DVD as opposed to just doing something on your TV?
Well, actually, I have. My internet went out for a good 3 days.
See, that's it. That's the reason.
That's exactly it.
I know. And for all of us hoarders, accumulators, keepers, that's
broad
what we tell ourselves.
Collectors.
That's right. That one time a year when the internet is out for a day.
But compared to what's on your DVR, a DVD is so inconvenient.
Isn't it, though?
So inconvenient.
Yeah, you can't even get trivia.
David will have your local news next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three people shot and killed in Jacksonville, Florida Saturday are remembered at church services and vigils, including one near the Dollar General store where a 21-year-old white supremacist went, police say, to kill black people. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are not going to let people be targeted based on their race. We are going to stand up and we are going to do what we need to do to make sure that evil does not triumph in the state of Florida.
He backed away from the microphone, booed by many in the crowd. A Jacksonville City Councilwoman stepped in and asked people to listen to the governor. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is in China.
This comes as the United States continues to work with allies to block China's ability to get equipment for its chip industry. Beijing, on the other hand, has restricted shipments from major U.S. companies.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 81 degrees. It is mostly cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents in the Tampa Bay area to get ready for Tropical Storm Idalia. Now, this storm expected to make landfall tomorrow, anywhere from a Cat 1 to possibly a Cat 3 storm. Then head towards Jacksonville. The storm currently not expected to impact us here in Pensacola area at all. As always, though, the governor does say, be prepared in case something changes.
Can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
And as of now, hurricane watches are posted all the way from the Big Bend area to across Florida's west coast. And in those areas, folks could see up to 6 inches of rain, possibly even more. At least 3 teenagers were arrested after fights broke out in the AMC Theater on Bayou last night. This incident involved a huge group of around 300 teens that were apparently fighting and gathered in the parking lot. Now, this caused the whole theater to close down early. Pensacola police officers evacuated everybody inside of the theater, which did remain closed then for the rest of the night. And in a separate incident, the AMC Theater on W Street also had a fight break out inside the theater. In response to that, security pulled a fire alarm, so everybody in there had to go out to the parking lot as well. Both of those incidents happening last night on National Cinema Night. That featured $4 movie tickets at theaters nationwide. But Pensacola was not alone in having problems at theaters. I'm seeing lots of reports all across the nation of large fights. There was even a shots fired call at a theater in Bradenton last night. And large fights also reported at theaters in Boston, New York, and Chicago, as well as many other large communities across the nation. A man in critical condition after a drive-by shooting that happened on Saturday. That happened in the 2200 block of Mission Road. Escambia County deputies say they found the victim with a gunshot wound to the neck. He was taken to the hospital where he remains in critical condition. And investigators say multiple rounds of ammunition were found in the roadway after that shooting. As of today, deputies have not yet identified any possible suspects in that case. Well, it has no place in the state of Florida. That this weekend from the governor on the racially motivated shooting that killed 3 black people in Jacksonville. The governor says he's spoken with the president of the historically black Edward Waters University about boosting their security.
We're not going to allow in the state of Florida our HBCUs to be targets for hateful lunatics like the guy yesterday.
And the shooter identified as a 21-year-old white man. Authorities say he tried to get on campus at the university but failed. That's when he went to a nearby Dollar General store and opened fire. Well, new regulations in place in Alabama at birthing centers. The public health department released some new guidelines last week, which will require those centers to be located within 30 minutes of a hospital or an OBGYN. Birthing centers in Alabama will also have to apply for a license. Alabama's ACLU chapter taking those guidelines to court. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy, what are you seeing as far as traffic?
Not much as far as traffic goes. I'd mentioned the house fire a little earlier. As I understand, it's a vacant house, and the fire is put out, and that's good news. It's under investigation. Tommy Street and Cove Avenue in Pensacola. This is north of I-10, off 29. It looks like, again, this is done, but you still may see emergency crews on scene, so that's what that is. But it was vacant. Nobody was hurt. It's good news. Rockaway Creek Road and Nokomis Road. This is in McDavid showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. That's all I'm seeing. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures warming up into the mid-90s, feeling much warmer. Heat advisory is in effect, lasting until 8 p.m. As you go overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as you go through Tuesday. Temperatures warming up into the low 90s. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping back in the upper 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, it's 87 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. It's mostly cloudy here. And our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. A report today says Rite Aid is about to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Wall Street Journal says the drugstore chain made that decision because it needs to cover more than $3.3 billion in debt connected to lawsuits that allege Rite Aid overprescribed opioid painkillers. The news sent Rite Aid shares plummeting 51% today. Instacart is moving ahead with plans to go public. The grocery delivery company disclosed its paperwork filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, noting that it would be listed with the symbol CART, C-A-R-T. Instacart reports that it had sales of just under $1.5 billion for the first 6 months of the year. It was a volatile week on Wall Street, but it ended on a positive note. The major index is all solidly higher today. The S&P 500 rose 29 points, the Dow Industrials rebounded 247, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 127. The S&P and NASDAQ both notched a weekly gain. The Dow, however, did not. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m.
local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you find a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just from a smile, girl.
I think I'm probably different than anyone up here. But this is the third time this has been on the agenda. And Madam Clerk, I think it's because you wanted it on the agenda. And I've been told that it's because the rate.
So the conversation here, that's Mike Kohler, Commissioner Mike Kohler for District 2 in Escambia County. As he says there, the reason the item was on the agenda is because the clerk's office, Pam Childers' office, had asked for it to be on there so there could be official vote by the county commissioners. This is to approve the 401A program, but not like the whole program. It's to approve the rate increases that were, they're basically set by the state, the rate increases to, and it wasn't for their own. This was for other people, but still, this was to approve the rate increases. And there's a lot of backstory to this. This is the program that you remember Commissioner Barry and Commissioner May wanted to take a $250,000 back payment for themselves because they said that it was never explained to them how this system would work. Basically, you get a certain percentage of your paycheck goes to, I mean, not of your pay, but like it's rate, it's based on your pay, goes to the Florida retirement system. But there was this side program that were this alternate program, the ICMA, Individual Contribution Match account, I think it's called, or the 401A, it's sometimes referred to. And that would allow individuals who, at differing levels set by the state, to get that same percentage would go into a private retirement account for them. The reason that's advantageous is because when you contribute to the state, the lion's share of the money that gets contributed by the county goes to just fund the system, to fund the existing pensions for other people that are, you know, underfunded basically at the point. You get, I'm going on memory here, but I think it's 8% is what goes into your own personal account. So, for example, like 52% or whatever, if you're at the highest managerial class, and it's even higher than that for elected officials. If I remember, it's like in the 60 range for them. I have the information sheet here, but I just don't have it pulled up at the moment anyway. And so the difference is not what it costs the county. The difference is how much the individual will get. Because if you're in the FRS, you only really personally benefit 8%, but the system is supported, which is going to pay for, you know, existing people and keep that system afloat. And if you opt for the ICMA or the 401A, you get the entirety of it. From the county's perspective, it costs you nothing. Now, again, Commissioner Bender had been the one who went into this system, and so he was getting it, and he didn't even expect it to be at that rate, but that's what it turned out to be. There was a long uncertainty about all of this. And then when Commissioners Barry and May found out about that, they wanted back pay for not finding out about this earlier, which is funny because I guess, you know, I think Commissioner Barry is vested anyway, and it was going to be about $250,000, right? And so then they have opted into that system after that. Commissioner Bergosh was not going to take it because he's with the school board. Commissioner Underhill at the time said he wouldn't take it on principle. So here's where we are, okay? Just that's for people who might not have been following this story. Pam Childers says she wouldn't write the checks for the commissioners because that constitutes a pay raise. There are a variety of legal issues here. She's saying, you know, this whole system is not appropriate. There was a hearing on Friday where the summary judgment or dismissal kind of stuff was ruled out, so we're going to actually have a court case on this. But that's the backstory, okay? So Mike Kohler is bringing this up. And again, this does not have to do with the commissioners' issue because that's on hold pending litigation, but for the others who are being voted on.
And my problem is I think whatever the board votes for, the clerk should honor. I do, Pam. But I also think the rate's not right. And I'll tell you why. If I was a senior management person here, I would take that. That's your every right. You should. I would take it as well. But I'm a county commissioner. And I have to make policy that reflects fairness across all 2,000 employees. And that's why I have a problem with the rate. And I know the board probably will vote for this rate, but I think eventually after the court case is done, we're going to have a talk and see where we should end up.
So what he's saying, at least as I understood him, was saying that, look, everybody makes different pay, but your retirement percentage of your pay should be the same across the board. You shouldn't be giving some people 20% and other people 60% or 50% or 40%. It should be the same across the board. Not that everybody gets the same pay, but everybody should get the same percentage of their pay get contributed towards retirement. That's not really an option because the law kind of sets these rates as what you can choose, but he says it's not fair.
I consider there's such a disparity that it's almost, it's a form of a, I hate to use this word, but employee discrimination. We have different discriminations. You know, I was looking at racial and sexual and religious. We have them for people that are overweight. We have them for status. We have them for short people. We have them for a lot of different things, and we don't recognize those.
So he says it's discrimination to have different categories, different pay, different percentages contributed to their retirement. And sort of in theory, I mean, I agree with him. It's just not in practice. It's not really an option.
I want everyone in the county to feel valued and have the best retirement program. But the fight is to have people get the best wage and then everyone get the fair retirement that they can. And since this isn't open to everybody in the county, I can't support this rate.
So because, you know, again, he can't support it because he feels like the system itself is unjust. Commissioner Bergosh's response.
Unfortunately, a lot of these rates reflect the losses in the pension plan for various reasons and the necessity to keep that pension plan solvent. I mean, unlike Social Security, which is not solvent, the Florida retirement system is, and it's because of these retirement rates.
Yeah, also, it depends on people participating. If everybody did this across all the counties, the FRS would fall apart because the money that should be going to fund the errors of the past, basically, would be going into private accounts.
To say it's not fair, I just completely 100% disagree with that. It's you go, if you want to get the highest rate, go be a firefighter, go be a sheriff. But to demonize the entire system is wrong. It's a good system. And to, you know, and to create some kind of a ruckus over that, this is all set by the state, Mike.
It is all set by the state. By the way, the highest class I do not believe is the firefighters. The highest category is state legislators and the governor, which are at 63%, state attorney, public defender. County, city, special, district elected officers are 58%. Special risk administrative support class is 39%. Judges are 44%. Senior management was the one they were voting on. That's 34.5%. And then regular class is 13%. Special risk class is 32%. I think that's the firefighters and law enforcement. So he's not correct about that. But there is, I get what he's saying. You know, if you like a better retirement plan, go into these different areas. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Wendy's. With Wendy's new breakfast, 2 for $3, biggie bundles. You can choose the pair you want, limited time only during breakfast hours. That's U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price. And taking a look around, good news is, again, we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. No problems on 90 either or 98. Traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So back to this conversation about the retirement plan, the 401A or the ICMA plan that they've been talking about for, I mean, a couple of years now, honestly. Mike Kohler says, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying about firemen, but...
I agree 100% on special risk. They absolutely, the people, they're firefighters and the correctional officers and the deputies, all that, they deserve. They're putting their lives on the line. My problem is, it's not I'm demonizing. I think that it's great that we have pensions. It's just that not everyone's offered those rates. That's the problem under the SMS. We only offer it to a small people. I absolutely agree with you. It's good for everyone. I just don't think that, I just don't think it's fair.
And again, in theory, he's right, but, you know, what would you do instead? Have a lower amount in order to make it equal to everybody? Well, I mean, it's one possibility I suppose you could take. I don't know if that's even legally allowed because the rates, again, are set by the legislature.
The bottom line is if you start off in, say, a janitorial position or out of the roads crew, you're not going to qualify for those big rates. But if you work a career here, many of those people do work their way up into a place where they're going to earn those higher rates, and that's part of it. It's a merit-based economic system, and so no, we can't afford to pay the entry-level groundskeeper or janitor or you name the department the senior management rate. But that comes with 25, 30 years. That's the way the world works. That's the way America works.
Yeah, but that's mixing together the rate of pay and the percentage of your pay that goes into retirement, which Mike Kohler was right to call him out on.
Pay and benefits, two different things. A janitorial person should have the same benefit plan. They won't have the same pay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Those are very different things. But Ken Bragash?
People make those choices when they pick which careers they want to go in. I mean, there are some careers, they make a higher rate like that, but they also have a very, very short work horizon, 25 to 30 years, based upon all the the risks and hazards of the job and the stress. So, I mean, you make a choice when you decide to enter the workforce, and I believe in free choice. If you want to make that highest rate, go be a firefighter. Go get them, and you can be retired at 50 with a full pension.
Commissioners, with all due respect, we've certainly deviated from what the agenda item is.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm certainly happy to put it on the agenda to have a discussion. Why was this on the agenda? As Jeff said, it didn't need to be because it sparked hits. And politically, this is a good thing to talk about. That's all it is. And so now we're not even talking about the issue at hand. We talked about it for 3 or 4 years. It's in litigation, and the courts will decide as it relates. And I agree that everybody should be paid the same. I'm happy to have this conversation, but I'm not going to continue to have a debate about something that's not on the agenda.
Interesting how only a couple of minutes into this conversation, I mean, I basically played you the whole thing, and Commissioner May is like, well, we're just not going to talk about this anymore. No, move on.
So we could not offer this to every employee. If we wanted to, because we are a member of FRS, is that correct?
That is my understanding of the Florida law.
And listen, Mike, I don't disagree with you. I would much rather try to go into our own retirement system, get out of FRS, and pay those same rates to our employees that set up by FRS. I mean, that's the thing. Because, again, so much of even what we pay for the firefighter and the janitor go to pay the people in the pension plan to make sure it's solvent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And could we do it from scratch? We'd like to see it that way.
And this may be good for anyone out there in the media, find one other county in the state of Florida that offers this rate. And anyone on this board knows it? I can't find one. Yeah. And I know that the highest one is six. No, they're at this rate.
There are elected officials. There are
not at this rate.
Yes.
Name which county. Name one.
There are constitutionals that are taking
at this rate.
Yes.
Tell me one county, Robert.
Well, y'all put it. Hey, who shot John? I don't really care. It's legal. Y'all can have this debate whenever
DeSoto
y'all want to have
county.
It.
DeSoto County.
What rate, Pam?
We're going to call the question. We'll entertain a motion in a second. I mean, if we want another item to be added to the agenda, make the agenda item, and then we'll talk about it. I mean, ain't a lot to write about in Pensacola, so maybe this is something we can write about. We'll entertain a motion.
Move the item.
We have a motion.
Second,
please vote.
Now, Commissioner May's irritated about having this conversation, but remember, every time this comes up, it's a reminder that Commissioner May and Commissioner Barry were seeking that $250,000 roughly back pay for not having understood this system that they did not elect to go into when they first came on the board, though they could have. And they were on the verge of getting that until, some people raised a stink about it and said, no, you cannot do that. So I at least understand why he might not want to talk about this very much, but there you go. And not that that's what they were talking about, but sort of we're in that vicinity, and it always comes up. 652 on News Radio 92.3. They approved it, 4-1, whatever. That's exactly what we expected to have happen. And again, litigation is still pending on the commissioner's portion because the theory is, or the allegation is, you're raising your own pay by taking this privately. I mean, half of your annual salary being put into a private retirement account is not the idea that people had in mind originally. But anyway, that's just kind of, and I always say this because this is important. It doesn't cost the county anymore. The county puts that same amount into FRS if they're in FRS. So the ongoing question of what should be done, it's not a question of how much the county is paying. It's a question whether the money is going into, for example, the management class's pocket or the commissioner's pocket, or whether it's going into some their pocket, but mostly into the FRS to support the existing pension obligations. 653 here on News Radio 92.3. Yes, we have a storm. Yes, it is going to likely impact to the east of us, to the Big Bend area, Category 2 or Category 3, overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. We are anticipating seeing virtually no effects here. Of course, always pay attention. It is hurricane season and things can change, but there's no reason to expect a change at this point. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID.4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID.4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID.4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Average for a gallon of gas, 381. Florida average 370. Mississippi has 329. California has 528. Navarre, it's 342 east of the Walmart, 341 west of the Walmart, 336 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. Also at the Liberty and Tiger Point, I think. Oh, no, sorry, that's the Circle K. And then 359 in proper in Milton, 336 at the CEFCO. Same at the P Ridge Murphy, 339 at a couple of stations through Pace. On Nine Mile in Pensacola, the Walmart has 333, 336 at the US 29, and then coming Murphy Station. And then coming in from the southwest side, 341 at the Navy Murphy Station. 1843, Hike, Omaha, 657 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the five.
Whoops, and this is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. The only slowdown I'm seeing, and it's just across the bridge, not backed up to the Murphys or anything, and this is the front gate of Pensacola NAS. You see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text it in at 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get that job done, small enough to care, 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. We are News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case is expected to set a trial date today, aiming for early next year. Trump's legal team had requested the trial be postponed until 2026. And a Minnesota man that worked at the Mayo Clinic heading to federal prison for offering aid to foreign terrorists, Muhammad Massoud, was sentenced on Friday to 18 years in prison, 5 years of supervised probation. He pleaded guilty last year to expressing support for the Islamic State, making plans to commit a lone wolf-style terrorist attack in the United States.
Wow. All right, Mark. Thanks, Mark. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, somebody texted me and said they're not sure that the the rate for the ICMA 401A is set by the state. It's more that the maximum is set by the state. They could go less, which would save money for the county. And even if you went more than the, what is it, 8% or whatever from the FRS, then everybody would be making more. By the way, teachers 14%. Teachers 14%, if that, compared to the 40, 35%, 50%, that kind of stuff. All right,
more.
Candy, is this storm going to affect us here in Escambia, Santa Rosa County?
No,
I don't think so.
Which is good, yes.
But it's going to be
category two,
category three?
Two.
I think it'll be a two when it makes landfall.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.